This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is time for a Wednesday with Doug Whaley. Doug, how you doing, pal?
Doing great. I don't have to turn anything on. So
no.
Nah, nice.
Very nice. Just the listeners with your soothing voice.
He wants to be a shrimp man. That's what he talked about earlier, because there's radioactive shrimp that are being, I guess, recalled from Walmart.
Did you hear about that, Doug?
Did not hear about that.
There is radioactive shrimp.
You want to explain to him like your...
I will explain the goofy idea I had in a moment, but I have done a little bit more reading on the radioactive shrimp, and they're not 100% certain, but they were potentially contaminated. And what it would do is, if you ate the shrimp, the radiation would pretty much deteriorate your insides from the inside out.
All right, well, I got a lot of questions here. Yeah. How did they find out about this radioactive?
I didn't read that much.
And just one shrimp gets you, or do you have to eat multiple?
I mean, I wouldn't tempt fate.
Well, but meaning, if you didn't know.
You're just grubbing on shrimp.
Well, now you know.
Now you do, but until someone finds out,
like, how do they find out? Like,
you don't just cook one shrimp. You cook a bag of shrimp.
Yeah. So there's the Pitt kickoff luncheon on Friday, and Dorn is going to be the speaker. We're all very excited about this. You have been there in the past, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. They don't serve shrimp, do they?
No.
They ain't now. Okay, very good. What are they serving, you know?
Food.
Is it? All right. Just shrimp from Walmart, though? Or is that...
I think so. I think just Walmart shrimp could have the radiation up in them. Mm. And I said, would you rather live your entire life with no superpowers or eat one of these radioactive shrimp and you have the option to be Shrimp Man whenever you want?
What does Shrimp Man do?
He can be whatever you want.
He says they clean drains.
Well, you could clean a drain, or like, hey, you get on a flight and you don't want to pay for the extra ticket. Your wife just puts you in her pocket as Shrimp Man.
I think that's what your wife does already, right?
Oh, you... I mean, that was a softball. Come on, Crowley.
No, I'm not. I'm cancel my Shrimp Man outfit for the year, even for Hollywood. I'm not being a Shrimp Man. No. Shrimp, I mean, man. Just because you went through life as the Shrimp Man. I mean, come on.
Don't Shrimp be... Man.
Shrimp Man.
I was looking at him like, what?
Well, because Ant-Man, he would shrink, but he was also super strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out during the early morning show that there is a certain type of shrimp that pound for pound has the hardest punch in the animal kingdom, and that these shrimp can actually break aquariums. So you'd be a super strong shrimp. I'm hearing it, and it doesn't sound as cool as I thought it did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fan Morning Show, award-winning, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. A lot of ground to cover here, Doug. Let's start out with Cam Hayward, who I guess practiced in full yesterday, according to Mike Tomlin. He had the full pads on. It wasn't just individual drills. It was also team stuff. And we can only speculate. I mean, Brooke Pryor and others have reported that there's been no new ground made up on this contract. So did the Steelers win here and Cam just said, well, I better get back? Is it the Steelers with a handshake deal that if you do come back, we're going to pay you? Is it Cam Hayward saying, let me try to mend a fence here and in good faith come in practice? Is it that the Steelers have a handshake deal that says, hey, we'll pay you if we don't wind up paying a wide receiver? What do you think's going on here?
I think Cam has done his homework and the history of the Steelers. They're more apt to come to the negotiating table with eyes open and willingness to negotiate with a player that's in camp and participating in team activities. Think about Hines Ward. Things got done there. It's getting closer to the season. And I think also Cam is saying, if it gets done or not, I still wanted to play and be able to step in game one and be ready to hit that ground running. So I don't want to have to be that last couple days after the final cutdown, just getting myself into game shape and practice reps and stuff like that. He wants to be as sharp as possible when he hits that field on game one. So I think it's a combination of all of that stuff.
Do you think he gets paid, though, ultimately?
I think he gets money moved around. Does he get extra money? I can't see that. Everybody's talked about that. That's just a precedent. The Steelers, I don't see setting. And any organization you don't want to see, because it just opens the floodgates for, yes, Cam has a resume that not many people could get there. But when you start just talking about, a lot of people are like, hey, this is a production-based business. You didn't talk about Man of the Year award-based business. So people are going to be like, that's great what Cam did, but what am I doing for you and the Steelers to get you to win a playoff game or constantly compete for championships? I don't care what Cam did. You paid him a two, you're going to pay me with two left.
I said this even before the latest development, that I just think that if Cam performs this year, this is headed for a terrible divorce. Because Cam, if he has another All-Pro season, he's such a unique case. Because guys at that position don't perform the way he's performed. So kudos to Cam for keeping himself in shape, for busting his tail, and being this good at this age. But they didn't take care of him the way he wanted to be taken care of. And even if they slide money forward, it's still not the ideal circumstance. If he has another All-Pro season and he's going into the final year of his deal next year, he's going to want to get paid big time Chris Jones $30 million money. And I think it's a fair ask. I also think it would be bad business for the Steelers if they gave him a multi-year deal again.
But I don't disagree with any words you said. But I also say, Cam, what were you thinking last year when you signed this under market deal? That to me pokes hole in all of Cam's argument here. You inked that deal. You could have had the landscape of not only the salary cap projection going up tremendously, a lot more than years past, and you can start looking. You have every contract of every defensive lineman at the disposal of his agent. So he can say, well, next year, these guys are going to be in this range. So, hey, if he has an all-pro bonus, all-pro year, he's going to be average of the top 15 D linemen. Let's put it that way. So you don't even have to put a number in there. If he doesn't, then we can put it at this number. It's easy negotiation. So to me, you're making up for Cam and his agent's mistake by, if you do something like this. And Cam has a right. Don't get me wrong. He's got all right, but he should have flexed that right when in the negotiation.
Well, just flipping it forward to next year, if Cam performs at an all-pro level, forget whether his agent screwed up or he screwed up or any of that. This is all a learning experience for Cam. He ain't signing for less than market value then. No. You know what I'm saying?
And I
don't know if the Steelers would want to pay it at that point. So, hey, we're a long way from this, and a lot needs to happen between now and then. But if he performs, he's going to want that top dollar.
Well, all right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You're assistant general manager, $80K for the Eagles. Cam has another all-pro year. Would you trade for him and pay him market value? At 37.
How many years am I giving him?
That's what I'm asking. You tell me.
I'd give him a year. I would.
And if I'm Cam, I would accept that. And I would work year to year from here on out. Yeah. That would be my learning experience. Work year from year, year for year from now on out.
Man.
That was tough.
That might be...
That's not... It doesn't count as a mistake. I mean, it is a mistake. It's bad English. But if I'm Cam, I'm going 1 year deals from here on out.
Why not?
Bang. Nailed it. And if I'm the Eagles and that's what he wanted and the Steelers aren't willing to pay, I would take that risk. Sure. Yeah.
And Cam, okay. Thanks, Steelers. It's been good, but now I'm going to go chase the money and a ring. Mm-hmm. I'm a hired gun. Mm-hmm. Eagles best team. Now Kansas City needs me to next to Chris Jones. Boom, boom. That's it. So in the end, it may work out for him, but I'm really hesitant for the Steelers to do anything but shuffle some money around because we've talked ad nauseum about what it sets.
Yeah, I think that this kind of made him aware with the whole Boswell situation. Boswell participating in the preseason game, and they're basically going through the same thing, different money. But Boswell with 2 years left on his contract, and then you see him play, it's like, all right, yeah, they're not going to budge right now. No. I might as well just practice.
Might as well. Absolutely.
And Boswell, according to Tomlin at least, would have kicked if not for the holder and long snapper situation on Saturday. So I guess he didn't want Boswell working with a different unit there.
Kickers are special. You don't want to mess up with their groove.
You know what? Kickers and goalies and relievers.
Mm. Yes.
Like Boswell had a year where he was 13 out of 20. One of the worst kickers in the NFL. Now he's banged up, and now he's the best. We Marc-Andre Fleury, good year, bad year, good year, bad year. It happens. It's
and
weird.
When they're having that good year, do what you do. Just tell us what you need from us. Do yep, what you
right.
do.
Yep.
Go wherever and do what you do. And if you need some support, let us know. But
you keep that process exactly yeah. the yes. same. You whatever just keep you it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to golf during training camp,
go ahead.
You go ahead and golf during training camp. This is where those the sports psychologists come in.
Absolutely.
I think kickers could really benefit from that. All of them.
No doubt. Kickers, punters, and even long snappers. Long snappers are a little different as well.
Mm-hmm.
They get in their heads. Those specialists always get in their head because they know above all, it's like we said, production-based business, but there's such a microscope on their production because when they're out there, if they make a mistake, there's no doubt about it. It's not like, they may have had a coverage bust. No, you didn't perform your job.
Hey, that's it.
You get paid to do one thing, and you didn't do it. You snapped it over his head. So it's not like, I didn't hear the call or miscommunication or none of that. You ain't got no excuses.
I don't know that this is the case, but I think it's the case. Romo, he screwed up that hold. I don't think he ever held again.
Shouldn't have.
In the playoff game against Seattle, I mean. And if you're a long snapper, you
why
screw up one, you're done.
In the first place.
I don't. Right. I never understood that. Now, I never understood. He was a starting quarterback.
Yes. Now, the question I look at is, after that hold, was he always in his head in clutch situations?
Yes.
Because think about it. He never came through in the clutch.
Nope.
I mean, he was Drew Aller-esque.
Look at Doug.
Yep.
Taking shots.
Mm-hmm.
They got transfer wide receivers now, though. We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Because last year was on the receivers. That's what I've been told. They got a guy from Troy.
Yep.
Who.
The shit from Syracuse, too, maybe?
They got a Syracuse transfer. Yeah, look at us.
Pena. Yeah.
They got Pena, who I think that's when the coach of Syracuse freaked out.
Fran Brown.
Yes, Fran Brown. I knew it was a Fran. Didn't want to take a shot there, Dorn. I got speed bumps all over the place. Yeah, the kid from Syracuse, hey, we can't pay $2 million. Fran Brown was pissed. And then the kid from Troy, just real quick, against Iowa last year, Big Ten foe, 2 receiving touchdowns and an 80-yard kickoff return touchdown all in one game against Iowa for the Troy Trojans.
Mm.
Yep.
Hey, here's a quick question.
Yeah, please.
And I was golfing with 2 Penn State fans this weekend, and it actually hit me. We were talking about Drew Aller, and they were talking about, obviously, everybody's, what is he going to do when the brightest lights are on? And I was just thinking, Patrick Mahomes, when he came out, he was only 8-5. He didn't really win any big games. Now, the counter argument to that is the supporting cast at Texas Tech isn't the same as the supporting mm-hmm. cast at Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people are going to have that rub. Like, hey, yes, when you are stacked, basically, if you're a Ohio State quarterback, if you're not in that CFP conversation, it's a failure.
Yes.
Object failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are going to say that about Drew Aller.
Patrick Mahomes, I've seen a lot of bad defense as an old school Big 12 fan. That Patrick Mahomes defense was the worst defense I have ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. Ever. And I saw 2nd and 30 happen last year. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mike Tomlin only ruled 4 guys out of the preseason finale. Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers. Is he making the right decision if he plays his other quote-unquote stars? We'll get Doug's opinion. We'll kick that around coming up.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Up next.
There's really four guys that I'm not considering playing. Cam, TJ, Aaron, and DK. Everyone else is under consideration. They're preparing as if they're going to play. There are a lot of variables in it, who's playing for Carolina and things of that nature that might provide worthy competition. But as I sit here today, all healthy outside of the four that I mentioned are preparing and scheduled to play.
So Dorn and I really ain't buying it. Carolina is not going to play their guys. That's already been announced, and Mike Tomlin gave himself an out there. He also said he's going to see how guys warm up and look in stadium, so he gave himself another out there. Let's first start on Rodgers, Doug. And actually, before that, this football talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's say Rodgers doesn't play, and he won't. Thoughts on that?
Listening to that outtake, he gave himself an out on guys preparing to play, but he also gave you an idea what he's thinking about it, and it's they will prepare like they are going to play, Aaron Rodgers, TJ Watt. So the point being is Aaron's going to get that in-game, in-stadium experience to the point of where do I park? After I park, where do I walk in? Where's the player's entrance? From that entrance, how do I get to the locker room? From the locker room, how do I get to the field? All of that stuff is new to him. So for him to go through that, that as minuscule or meaningless as some people think it is, that's very important, especially for some athletes that are routine-based, and most athletes are. So now he knows that game day routine and is experiencing that, going out to warm up, stuff like that. That, to me, I think is more important for Aaron Rodgers than playing in this game, just being out there and going to kickoff, and then after kickoff be like, all right, I'll sit back. So to me, that's fine, and I think that's one of the things that he's always stressed, even back in the day when Russell Wilson, even though Russell missed a lot of times, he's like, I want him to experience that in-game, in-season experience of the pregame and all of that stuff. So I think that's very important.
What about somebody like Jalen Ramsey, who do you think he should play?
No.
No.
All those guys, you know what they can do.
Right.
Why? Let's go. That last game, and I was always for vets, you're 7-8-year vet. You know what you need to do. Tell me how many practice reps you get and be ready to play. Let's find out about these young guys. Let's start making decisions not only about the last three guys making the roster, but practice squad guys. Where do we need to go and look somewhere else to bring in better practice squad guys? Are these last two special teams guys slash whatever position, do we have upgrades out there that we're targeting on other teams? So let's throw them in the fire and say, sink or swim, fellas. Mm-hmm. You make the decision. I always used to say, we never cut anybody. You cut yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody beat you out. So we're just making decisions off the information. You supply the information. And this is an information supplying game for a lot of guys.
Yeah. Sorry, Dorn.
Do you think that preseason games should be flipped? Like, do you think that the last preseason game with three preseason games should be that dress rehearsal game to get, that last kind of look heading into the season, knowing that there's this big gap from what now until the start of the season? You think that the third preseason game starters should play in that game?
I still don't. I don't. I just think in the end, there's just too much on the line to have. If you're going to have an injury, happen in a regular season, not in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Aaron Rodgers throws out and blows an Achilles on the first quarter.
Right.
You'd be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Did you see Joe Burrow the other night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, Doug. He took one sack where he's running around for his life and just go down, and he didn't. And it looked scary. He took another sack. And then you see Jaden Daniels. He ran one in from 8 yards out, taking contact into the end zone. And I'm thinking about both those guys. Your season's over before it right. starts if one of them gets hurt.
But it just shows you, once you step on that grass,
you're a competitor.
You're a competitor. Yeah. You're balling. I don't know how to save myself. And because when you play, you try to save yourself, that's when you expose yourself to more injury.
Yep.
You can't play scared. If you're playing, you got to play.
Correct.
Yeah. I get what Cincinnati's doing because they've really stumbled out of the gates, but they played – their offensive line sucks. And they played him behind a second-team guard. Like, he stayed in longer than some of his skill position guys. Like, it boggles my mind. It's a subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Should Mike Tomlin play Jalen Ramsey, just as an example, in this game? You mentioned off-air – Mike Tomlin, final year of Ben. Ben played the preseason finale, or was the third game. I can't remember how many damn preseason games there were back then. They were 9-7-1, so it was the third game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he played because it was new offense with Matt Canada. Well, obviously, this is new to Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers didn't want to play. And Mike Tomlin clearly took that into account.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's noteworthy.
Well, not only noteworthy, I think that was set in the original conversation between those two. If I come, I'm coming on my terms. Now, there may be some leeway where you're like, well, hey, can you do this? All right, I might think of this, but I'm not coming to training camp. I mean, I'm coming to training camp, but I'm not playing in preseason. Off season, I'll come a week before mandatory mini camp, go to mandatory mid camp, all of that stuff. But these are the non-negotiables, and I'm sure that was a bunch of them. That was one of them. The non-negotiables.
I don't think Russ had those same guidelines last year. I don't think Russ got to set the terms.
No. But Russ is a different animal.
Sure.
He wants to, let's ride.
So yeah, he pushed the damn blocking sled. Yeah. You think if they said, hey, Aaron, push the blocking sled, and the next words that come out of his mouth were bleep you, I would guess. Like, that ain't happening.
Right. And this came to mind. Russell was trying to ingratiate himself to the team, his teammates, this community, and Steeler fans. Aaron Rodgers is saying, you ingratiate yourself to me.
Huh.
Think about it. I'm Aaron Rodgers.
I'm thinking about it. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just thinking you.
Think about it.
It makes me have faith, Doug, that, and again, it's one of these things that I'm sure was talked about beforehand, or maybe Rodgers assumed and Tomlin assumed, but when they reduced Russ's autonomy late in the season, I don't think that's happening with Rodgers.
No.
Like his best attribute at this age of his career is his brain, and they're going to let him use it.
And I one thing I will firmly believe is there will be no surprises with Aaron Rodgers. That's why I think it took all this time. They hashed out every single detail. So no one in that organization, if Aaron does something, isn't going to be surprising. I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
That's your fault if you don't want to believe me. I told you I'm not going to do this, or I want to do this, and this. And if there's a schism because of that now, that's on the Steelers, in my opinion.
Schism.
Mm-hmm.
Good word. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Gabriel Davis comes in once and leaves. Comes in twice and leaves. He's visiting Buffalo today. What will the Steelers do at wide receiver 2? We'll talk to Doug about that when we come back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 60 years. Doug Whaley with us here in studio, so we don't need him on the Fan Hotline. We got him in the flesh. Texter writes in, it's a good question here before we get to the wide receiver talk. Skylar Thompson plays pretty good ball.
Mm-hmm.
Will Howard is hurt. Is it complicated? Do you just cut Skylar Thompson and Will Howard's the guy? Or if Howard's hurt, you just place him on IR? Like, it seems kind of cut and dry to me, but you've been a GM, and that's why we ask you.
You're going to hide Will. You're not going to expose him to the waiver wire. Yeah. They'd put him on IR. He's got a couple weeks, and then once he comes off IR, then you make a decision.
Right.
And then at that time, depending on the quarterback landscape in the NFL, you could cut Skyler and put him on practice squad and activate Will Howard. So that's what you're going to do. But that's the safest way without exposing Will. Now, some people will say, well, he went in the sixth round, so people weren't in love with him, and he's coming off injury, and he didn't show anything that's different from college. So
right.
You can cut him, but you again, it just depends on your affinity for that player, the draft pick, what you think, and do you want the risk of losing him?
I said that too because everyone passed on him at least six times. But you don't want to tempt fate.
No.
And there's some weird quarterback stuff that goes on. I mean, just think about the NFL right now. What's going on at Cleveland? What's going on in New Orleans? What's going on in Indianapolis? You expose Will Howard. Maybe someone does put him on the 53-man roster.
Yeah.
So why risk it?
Yeah, and they can put him on for two or three weeks, and then once you're in the throes of the season, you may have some things, and they say, oh, well, look, this week there was no quarterbacks hurt. No one's really looking. I can look at the waiver wire, see tryouts every Tuesday with most people have tryouts. Who's working out quarterbacks? Well, there's no quarterback's been working out for the last 3 or 4 days. So no one's really in that mode of quarterback shopping. All right, let's cut him now and put him on the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things like that, mechanics you can use. But to be the safest, he's hurt, IR, bring him back.
Yeah. Do you like this running back room? Because I that's probably my biggest question mark right now, because I don't know what Jaylen Warren really can do as a starter. I don't know if Kenneth Gainwell can handle the load of being the second back. He's usually a third back, a third down back, and then obviously Caleb Johnson being a rookie. Like, is this running back room a question mark in your opinion?
I think for me it is, and it's just looking at the last game, Gainwell in pass pro. I saw a couple times where he didn't even identify, and then he identified late and wasn't able to pick those guys up. That really makes me a little nervous. I'd like to see more on that. And I saw a stat about Caleb Johnson. Besides in the first or second quarter, he was averaging like 2 yards a carry. Now in the third quarter, he had two like 9 to 14 yard runs that boosted it. That second quarter, there was starters to maybe second team guys in there. It's starting to creep in my head. Does he have that burst enough? I'm not talking top end speed. I'm talking about 0 to 10 yards to get through those holes. I don't know. I'm still questioning. So to answer your question, there's some question marks. Like you said, Jaylen Warren's never been the number one guy. Caleb Johnson, you haven't seen enough, and what you've seen against the better competition has been lackluster. Go ahead.
I mean, I think you raised a good point. Like, we all know what Jaylen Warren can do in the role that he was in.
Yep.
We don't know what he could do with an expanded role, and I didn't think that there would be an expanded role. I thought he'd be the guy who gets more carries, but you're sharing time with Caleb Johnson. If Caleb Johnson is coming along slower than you thought, maybe you don't share as many reps, then you wonder how many Jaylen Warren can handle. No. I do think, of all the players, I would like to see Caleb Johnson in this game tomorrow night, and I'd like to see him behind the starting offensive line.
Yes.
Like, that's one unit that I'm okay with them playing, and they played the first two games. They've been great in pass protection and barely run the ball. I want to see him run behind them. That's what I want to see. As for receiver, Gabe Davis in and out. And a month later, in and out again. Probably seems like they saw something medically that they don't like.
Yeah, it was a checkup the first time. Oh, okay, let's see where you are in your rehab, what your knee look like. Okay, oh, you're going to be probably full go in about a month, month and a half. All right, we'll bring you back. Came back. All right, we'll see you.
So Romeo Doubs could get cut by the Packers. Patriots could cut Neal, right?
Yeah.
I saw that. I mean, there are going to be options out there, but I don't know any that make a substantial difference. Probably helps out from a depth perspective. Yeah. But it looks like right now, based on the injury from Calvin Austin, your number two wide receiver is probably Roman Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling about that?
Cautiously optimistic. But again, until the lights come on and you see it against ones. Now, you do like that against Tampa, he ran away from the starting corner.
Yeah.
You do. Found a way, if it was a coverage bust or anything, you still got to know where to find the open hole in the zone on that second pass. So, yeah, all positive signs. But, hey, when guys – I think the true test, especially for Roman Wilson, isn't going to be game 1, 2, or 3. It'll be game 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
After they get 3 games on him and say, okay, this is how they're using him. Let's start. And if he starts having production, let's start putting in coverages not only to double DK, but combination coverage on Roman. And then all right, let's see what they – then that's when the tight ends. So that's the one positive. If he can step up and be something where the defensive coordinators have to really pay attention to along with DK, then it's going to open up something for the tight ends or the running backs out of the backfield. So that's very important. That's why you're saying you need a number two.
Do you think that the offensive line should play tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Okay.
Yes. Sam Ola too, you'd play?
Sam Ola too.
Get them all in there.
Get them all in there, and because that is that unit, they have to be all in sync on one, and the more reps they get, the better, especially with the youth movement on that offensive line. Now, I'd go a quarter, maybe not more than that.
People hate my uncrustable idea with the mayonnaise and the turkey, by the way.
Okay.
I know you guys didn't ask, but they hate it. So social media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. We're all addicted to college football. I would snort college football if I could. Hawaii and Stanford, Saturday night, 7:30. Hawaii favored over Stanford. You don't got to be a degenerate to watch the game, but we'll give you a Pittsburgh connection for why you should be watching that game coming up on Saturday night at 7:30. More with Doug Whaley. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Are you sicko like us? Are you going to be watching Hawaii Stanford Saturday night? Well, how about this? Local guy, our friend Sam here at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, his relative Giovanni Iovino, starting linebacker at Hawaii.
Yes, nice.
Did he say his cousin? Nephew?
Nephew.
I said nephew.
It would have to be. Yeah.
The mighty Bishop Gorman out of Las Vegas, Nevada. They got a powerhouse going there. They do. They're one of those teams.
Oh, threw my phone on the ground.
That are constantly putting out a lot of D1 prospects, and in the national rankings are up there.
I'll tell you what, Hawaii back in the day with Colt Brennan,
yeah.
RIP.
Mike Washington.
Oh.
Timmy Chang, the coach.
Yeah.
Head coach there now.
How about, Hawaii, those Hawaii games are always great for whatever you lost gambling during the day.
Right.
I'm chasing with Colt Brennan, baby. Let's go.
Yes.
Imagine playing football at Hawaii.
That'd be great.
Oh.
The one thing I did hear about that, we did have a guy I played high school with, Jim Mansfield. Mansfield's son, played at Hawaii, and he said, once you're over there for maybe 2 or 3 years, then you realize you're on an island. He said that was the only thing. But he ended up marrying a Hawaiian girl. That they live in, I think they live in PA now, but he loved it. It was great.
Oh, couldn't imagine.
It's paradise.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. I actually got D1 ball.
I got recruited by Hawaii, but back then you had to commit before that you could take a visit. I'm like, I'm not committing.
Never before, yeah, right.
Come on,
right,
man.
Yeah.
So, I bet you that anywhere or there?
Just there.
That makes sense, because I'm sure they got a bunch of kids like, hey, I just want to go out there for a couple days in Hawaii and just see what it's like. Nate Byam on the Stanford coaching staff.
He's offensive coordinator.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that. You said that before.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're getting not much respect because of the coaching situation. Frank Reich coming in as interim late in the thing. Wow. What system is he going to run? Does he have the players there? So this might be one of those, if you are really into the Stanford and saw some practice, you might be able to take a little advantage of this line. Why?
Andy Luck, too.
Yeah, he's the GM out there.
Yeah.
I think that they could be one of the worst teams in Power 5 or Power 4 now this year. I think I'd buy stock in Stanford football right now. That's right. We've done a Stanford Hawaii football segment. You're welcome, world. Question.
It's football season.
It is. I mean, that's sicko stuff, and I love it.
It is.
You got a Big 12 game that doesn't count as a Big 12 game at noon in Ireland, because make that make sense. And then you got Kansas opening their stadium against Fresno State, new 40,000-seat stadium. Their donor just gave them $300 million. That's the world we live in now. Then you got Hawaii, Stanford. Come on, baby. We're here. Also, how many screw-ups is Crowley up to? I've done it. Short week, I have done it. Doug, if I get up to 8 screw-ups by Thursday, I get punished. I have to wear a 13-9 shirt on Fridays. Yeah.
So what are you now?
I think I did three.
Three.
Three in 3 days. Oh, one a day for me.
It's pretty good.
That's massive success. But I do think the quality of the show's gone down, because I am now omitting people's names on purpose so I don't screw them up.
I can tell. You're just like, blah, 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 this guy or that guy. Yeah.
I almost didn't go with Colt Brennan. I almost called him Graham Harrell.
Yeah, but you're going to forget next week, and then it's out the gates.
Well, I think the longer the weeks go on, like by Thursday and Friday, and Monday's a big screw-up day coming off the weekend. Thursday and Friday, as the fatigue sets in, those are big screw-up days, but I'm off tomorrow. So I think I'll be fine. I think I am fine now this week.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You cleared.
Next week, I think, is just an impending disaster. Doug, this was fun.
Always a pleasure, fellas.
You are the man. Doran, what you got tomorrow?
The show.
More fun.
Yeah. Caustic.
Pathew. And then the pit luncheon on Friday.
Yep.
I'm actually very excited about it.
You're coming.
I am coming. I am proud of you. I am excited for you to give your speech. I may or may not have seen a video that you're not allowed to see that is outstanding.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're the man. You think I wouldn't go to a pit event if I didn't love you?
That's true.
Say I love you back. Damn it. All right. Starkey's up next. We'll talk to Yins tomorrow, or at least Dornwell, 5:40 tomorrow. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 83, low of 71.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.